You're listening to SBS News.
It's the bungle that may have cost Victoria a second wave of COVID-19. Council Assisting Tony Neal QC opened the inquiry, stating it already has information linking many of the new cases of coronavirus with people who were connected with the hotel quarantine program in Victoria.
Comments made by the Chief Health Officer to the media have suggested that it may even be that every case of COVID-19 in Victoria in recent weeks could be sourced to the hotel quarantine program.
Dozens of private contractors, security companies and government departments have been put on notice and asked to produce material to the hotel quarantine inquiry by the end of the month. Mr. Neal says the inquiry will examine key decisions behind the scheme, including the suitability of contractors and the preparation of security guards.
The information, guidance, training and equipment provided to those involved in the hotel quarantine program, and whether that training, guidance and equipment was followed and properly executed.
At least 19 guards, their families and other close contacts tested positive at Ridges on Swanston, and a second outbreak linked to the Stanford Plaza Hotel has spread to over 40 cases. Four other hotels were also named, as well as eight security companies, while government departments including the Department of Health and Human Services and the Department of Premier and Cabinet have been required to give information. Leading the inquiry, Justice Jennifer Cote says she expects all those involved to comply.
I expect no less than full, frank and timely cooperation from all relevant government departments, entities and persons.
Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews offered his support to the inquiry.
What has gone on here is completely unacceptable to me and indeed unacceptable to all of us. But the best thing to do is to have that proper understanding of exactly what has gone on.
But he would not entertain questions as to his own likelihood of appearing.
It's not for me to tell, and the thing is, part of that, I'm not going to tell a former judge how to do her work. She'll call whomever she thinks she needs to call, and anyone who's called should turn up.
Victoria's hotel quarantine program began on March the 28th, and 2 months later, the first infection of a security guard was made public. On June the 24th, Victoria requested ADF support, including help with hotel patrols, but the request was rescinded the next day. The following week, Daniel Andrews asked the Prime Minister to divert international flights so he can reset the program under the supervision of Corrections Victoria. The state opposition leader, Michael O'Brien, has called on the Premier, Health Minister and Police Minister to front the inquiry.
When government has made mistakes and people have died as a result, I think Victorians need answers, first of all to work out what went wrong, and secondly to make sure that nothing like this can ever happen again.
Accusations of mishandling and mismanagement have plagued the hotel quarantine program, with claims security guards were given inadequate training, didn't have enough personal protective equipment, and some were alleged to have broken protocols about mixing with returned travellers. National Secretary of the United Workers Union, Tim Kennedy, says security staff have been made the scapegoat for Victoria's second wave.
Many of them are from South Asia, many of them are holiday and student visa workers. And basically, we're saying the whole key to our pandemic response is on these people.
Public hearings for the inquiry will be held from August the 6th, and a final report is due on September the 25th. Abby Dinham, SBS News.